So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter the reason,
yeah.
If you find yourself in danger, first responders are going to come to your rescue.
Fantastic.
However, if when you're rescued, it is determined, Tommy, you did certain things to put yourself in that situation.
You were jackassing, jet-assing, wise-assing.
You could be in trouble. That is the issue. At the center of a debate east of us, because some are arguing, if you let this slide, you're just going to encourage more of these kinds of allegations.
All right, what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Last weekend, Tommy,
yeah.
There was an incident on Seneca Lake.
What happened? It's the big lake.
It is, yeah. Big old lake.
Big party lake.
According to the Yates County Sheriff's Department, a man and a woman, both in their early 30s, were spotted in the water offshore of a campsite in kayaks.
Okay.
And when I say campsite, I don't mean like tents. I mean like a camp with cabins and things.
Yeah,
like
gotcha. Okay.
So they're just kayaking along.
All right.
But there was a problem.
What's the problem?
The staff that worked at the camp reported that both the man and the woman appeared intoxicated before leaving the campgrounds.
Okay.
This sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy bit.
Oh, what would that sound
like? If you're too drunk to canoe, you might be a redneck.
So that became a bigger...
So high kayaking.
So this is what they said they thought they saw.
Okay, they were loaded.
Yeah, and that became a bigger issue when law enforcement lost sight of the kayakers in the middle of the lake. So
okay.
Now, the search was on.
All right.
Crews from two different sheriff's departments, three different fire departments.
Got to get the boats out.
The Penyon ambulance and a helicopter.
Oh, man.
Were all sent out to find them.
Penyon got a helicopter?
I don't know if it was a Penyon helicopter or an outside helicopter.
All right.
Look, the search took more than 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
Was it at night? Or?
No, middle of the day.
Oh.
And Tommy
really disappeared.
Yeah. And you know how this goes. The longer this search takes.
It ain't good.
You got it. Well. Turns out there was never actually a problem.
Oh.
The kayakers were located safely on the eastern shore of Seneca Lake just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it seems they were fine the whole time.
Okay.
There was a question to be answered. Because, Tommy, it appeared the couple was intoxicated.
Yes. But how would you know that if they're in the middle of the lake?
I mean, it appeared they were drunk.
Yeah, maybe they saw them get in the kayaks.
All right.
What the staff said.
Yeah. Okay.
So do you charge these people, with a crime? Because of the massive search effort to find them.
How can you? Because, first of all, let's say you thought I was drunk.
Yeah.
In that kayak.
Right.
6 hours later, I could be completely sober and go, I don't know what you're talking about.
You got it.
So I don't think you've got a leg to stand on, do you?
And because
you didn't call anybody. You're just out there doing your thing.
Unless they tried to stop them from going out.
Which they didn't. It doesn't seem.
Okay.
It was announced over the weekend, I think because of what Tommy just said. The couple will not be charged.
You have nothing on them.
And it has set off a massive debate amongst you water people across the Finger Lakes. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, Tommy, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you think people should face charges for putting themselves in danger and needing to be rescued?
I mean, if they are truly in danger and they put themselves there, yes.
Okay.
They should be charged for it.
All right, but can't the argument be made, then I have a choice whether or not I want you to rescue me? Because these people did not ask to be rescued.
Oh, I agree in this situation.
No, but I'm saying, let's say they were drunk.
Okay.
Let's say they were drunk and they disappeared, right? And they get rescued and somehow they're alive. Can I say I didn't ask you to do this? Well, I did not ask you to come and bring a helicopter and a boat and five sheriff's departments and three fire departments. Why did you do this?
So, like, to just let them kill themselves?
Well, no.
Or drown? I mean, that's what we're saying.
No, I'm not arguing that, and that's probably what would happen.
Right.
But if you rescue me, unless I am the one that called 911, you're doing something I didn't ask for. It's like handing me a steak and being like, that'll be $75. I didn't order this steak. I didn't order this helicopter.
Well, I mean, I will say this. Like, because you... So let's say you go missing.
Okay.
You take a hike and you go missing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're not missing. You just got involved in this really long hike and you're really having fun and you decided to you come back the next day.
Okay.
And you're a grown-ass person.
Sure, sure.
You're allowed to go take a walk as long as you want. And they come and they find you and you weren't doing anything bad. You just went missing. Could they charge you for the resources that they had to spend to find you?
I don't know. I would think not, because you didn't do anything like egregious to put yourself
in danger. But you went as a missing person. We had to get all these resources, and it turns out, no, I'm just taking a walk.
I guess the question would be, there was a story we had a couple of weeks ago of three guys that went hiking, I think it was somewhere in Letchworth, and they got high on mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, and they fell down a ravine or something?
No. Two of the guys, I love how you just make up your own story.
There was like a snake involved?
No, well, there probably was. Two of the guys were so high on shrooms that they thought their friend had died.
Oh, okay.
They lost him, and they said he died. And they called the cops, and they said our friend died, and they brought all these people out to search him. And while they were doing this, the guy just, like, walked out of the woods.
Yeah.
Because he was fine the whole time. Should those people be charged?
You were high when you made the call, so yeah.
You also did report somebody...
Missing.
Missing, or dead, potentially.
Okay,
whatever
but
they
were... I mean, they couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Should those people be charged?
I mean, that's a slightly different situation.
Okay. Going back to this situation,
yeah.
Again, 252 WCMF, a couple that, according to a staff at a camp on Seneca Lake, appeared intoxicated, getting into kayaks, went missing, at least according to the folks on the shore. They couldn't find them offshore while they were kayaking. 6 hours search involved multiple sheriff's departments, multiple fire departments, a helicopter. They were eventually found on the other side of the lake. They were never in danger.
So we are getting a lot of questions. Is it illegal to be drunk on a kayak?
Ooh, good
question.
Or,
like, is there, like, a level of drunk that's
acceptable?
Because
you're out in the water. You're in the open water. You could...
But can can you have a beer and then go on a kayak? Or do you have to be completely sober?
Yeah, what's the bottle to throttle on a kayak? A
bottle of war?
That doesn't sound as cool.
I know. Yeah, I don't like it. I think, because it's so dangerous, because you could... Literally paddle in front of a boat.
You could.
A motorboat and die.
But, I mean, I don't need a license. I need a license to boat. I don't need a license to paddle.
True, but you are in open water.
Okay.
With boats and propellers.
I love how we're making an argument on something we know nothing about.
I hope there's a law that says you can't be pounding booze on a kayak.
I agree with you.
Because those things flip so easy.
You know, it's funny. Like, you know, I hate the slippery slope argument, right?
Yeah.
But, like, this is a little bit of a slippery slope. Like, I get operating anything under the influence, charges make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But let's say, to your point, I take the kayak, I don't know the rules, how to use it, and I have to be rescued.
Yeah.
No alcohol involved. Should I be charged for something there?
What do you mean charged as far as, like...
Charged with both charges and what it costs to rescue
yourself.
Me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the rules of a kayak, I've never used it before, I take it out, and I have to be rescued. I have put myself in danger.
Yeah.
What if I just go for a swim?
Ah!
I jump in the water, my age, I'm 66, right? I haven't swam in years. I say, I'm going to go for a quick dip. And I'm struggling out there. Somebody has to come rescue me. And I put all those people in danger for no reason. I didn't need to go dunk my ass in the water.
I mean, whenever they save people like who take a fall hiking or something like that, they get stuck hiking. I don't think those people are charged, are they, for all the resources that it takes to bring them back up?
No, but I mean, if they didn't do anything, see, again, that's you're right. Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
Right.
Like Nyssa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. You can't charge people for putting themselves in danger. Otherwise, you'd have to outlaw rock climbing and spelunking. Those can go wrong very fast.
Unless, like, you're ignoring a sign, right? Like, you're ignoring a sign that says, do not
enter. Well, that's different.
Or do not...
Trespass.
Or in this case, like if somebody said, do not go out on those boats, do not take these kayaks, and they took them anyways. Like, unless you're ignoring warnings,
okay.
I don't really see how you can get in trouble for simply making a mistake.
Yeah, no diving, no spitting, and no farting.
Well, there is one really funny
cussing.
There is one really funny thing about this story and the whole discussion.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a sec. Mm-hmm. Folks have been waiting patiently. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. What up, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Duffy, good morning. So a couple summers back, we were up on Indian Lake in the Adirondacks, And there was a family out boating, as we were also, and their motor had died. So I called the sheriff's department, told them there was a family dead in the water. Duffy, they took it as actually people being dead in the water. They
went
nuts.
Why would you say that, stupid?
The motor was dead.
When your motor dies, you're dead in the water, dude.
You may want to clarify a little bit.
I didn't say there were people dead. I didn't say somebody took an axe to somebody's head.
What are you doing?
You should be charged for being an idiot.
Well, Tom, you got to be to listen to you guys every morning.
That's a valid point.
Guilty as sure.
Thank you very much. But yeah, so that was my little story of how they overreacted. Why did you report it like that? I didn't know what else to say. I thought I was doing it right.
Joe, go buy a thesaurus and read it over the holiday weekend. How about that?
What year did that dinosaur become extinct?
Folks, come on. He's on fire today. I'm going to let you go before you ruin it, Joe. Thanks for the call.
See you, bro.
There goes Joe. We have Instagram messages. I know this guy told me his name. It's Black Oak Design. I'm sorry. I don't know your actual name. My apologies. He writes us on Instagram.
What's he saying?
They will charge you for the resources. My buddy went hiking on the Appalachian Trail, left his car to get a ride from a person down the trail. They had a search party the whole night. The signs say no overnight parking. Okay, so there's got to be like a sign that says
You'd have to be ignoring something.
I do think you should be arrested and charged if you're doing something reckless. And you're wearing anything that says Red Bull.
You love watching those.
I do. You should also be arrested.
Okay.
There's no reason to dive off a platform that high.
Unless it's sanctioned by Red Bull.
Even then, you look like a dick.
So I think the funniest part about this whole situation here, to be very clear, there is nothing in the story that said the kayakers were drunk.
Right. They don't have,
They were just suspected.
They just thought they were.
No, some staff members from a camp they were at thought they looked intoxicated, right? But like you said before, in a hypothetical situation, it's not out of the question that someone could get in that kayak drunk and after 6 hours have totally sobered up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, even in the search, like, as the search goes on, you start to worry about their safety.
Sure.
You also eliminate a way to charge them if they are drunk, because after an hour or two of paddling around, I'm going to sober up.
Yeah, you dried out.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is interesting, too, and I get that you got to be overly cautious. I understand.
Yeah.
And it's probably the best way to be, right? But you're taking the word of a couple of people on shore that thought they saw something, to send out this massive 6-hour search party.
Yeah. And think of that could have went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's
for the guys out looking, and gals, too. Gals be searching.
Kenny writes us on Instagram, were they sitting at a bar on the East Shore watching the search going, what the hell's going on over here? They probably were, right? Hey, check out what's going on. Pretty big situation over there. If you're going to travel to New Hampshire.
I was this weekend, yeah.
Kelly writes us, in New Hampshire, you have to pay to be rescued. You can buy insurance for $20 a year to be covered. That's an interesting idea.
Oh, think of the money you'd raise.
Well, that's, while you're doing that. Should they have a $20 rescue insurance? Is that a slippery slope?
No, but why not? It helps cover the cost of all this stuff.
Well, because now I'm paying to be rescued.
No, but you're paying. No, you're just paying an insurance policy.
Okay, let's walk down this road with me, okay? Let's go back to the 1800s.
Yeah.
So before volunteer fire department.
First of all, I wasn't allowed in this country.
You shouldn't be allowed in this country now with that outfit. Prior to volunteer fire department, you had to pay the fire department to put the fire out.
Yeah, I got you.
Right? Okay, all right. So, and there were ways to get around that, but people that couldn't afford it, their houses burned
down. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so if I'm
it opened up a lot of property.
If I am someone who doesn't want to pay the $20, can't afford the $20 to be rescued, or is unaware that
they just leave you there?
Yeah, like what? No, because they're going to come rescue you, but now I have a bill.
New Hampshire will charge you this.
This is according to Kelly, and I don't
know. Well, that's Kelly. She knows.
I trust everything Kelly is saying right now.
If you're yelling at them, don't rescue me. I can't afford it.
I'm just going to live in this tree.
Can you refuse a rescue?
I mean, I know
I'll figure this out.
I know it sounds funny, but there are plenty of people who refuse medical care they need.
Because they can't afford it.
Exactly.
But these states are going broke, man. How do you pay for all this stuff?
It's a good question.
I mean, all this equipment, helicopters, the guys doing it.
Helicopters, the guys. Got the guys and the helicopters.
And the guy's family.
Let's take one more call. 252-WCMF again. This started with allegedly drunk kayakers on Seneca Lake.
Mm.
After they went. They disappeared in the lake. They sent out this massive search, 6 hours, helicopters, multiple police departments, multiple fire departments, boats. 6 hours later, they found them on the other side of the lake, totally fine.
Just hanging out.
And they're not going to be charged with anything because there would be no way to show they were drunk if they were drinking in the first place. Mm. Mark's got the last word on CMFA. Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Duffy. How you doing?
Oh, this kid sucks. Go ahead, Mark.
So I got a story. Duffy, first of all, you doing okay after Tuesday?
I'm ready to hang up. He's the one that called up, and Kimmy took his word for it, oh, and okay. I got disqualified from my belt.
He wasn't the only one.
He wasn't the only one. Go ahead, Mark.
So I was out on Sodus Bay 1/4 of July years back.
Bay boy.
Yeah.
He's a big old boy.
People were on the boat. It was a windy day. They took the paddle boat out and went with the wind, and when they turned around and went against the wind, they took on a bunch of water because they were going against the waves. My brother was on one side of the bay. I was at the other side of the friend's house. He calls me and said, hey, there's a bunch of cops outside of our place. So I go over there. There's state troopers, sheriffs, the Coast Guard, everything. And I go to our dock, and there's a dinghy, a paddle boat there, with an empty bottle of BV, a handle of BV, and an empty bottle of Pepsi. Come
Damn.
To find out that and this is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Come to find out, my neighbor towed him in, and people were stumbling back down the street to the place that they were renting. And I actually asked the cops, what's going to go on with this? And they said there's really nothing they can do, that they can do because it's the paddle boat and stuff. So that's what they told me, the cops. But
Black Velvet, yeah, baby.
I love how they're like, hey, excuse me, officer, what's going to happen here? Shut the kid up. And why is he talking to us? Why is he talking? Nobody cares. Yeah. Hey, excuse me. Mark here. Mark. I'm like, officers, what's going to happen moving forward here? I'm not going to replace it, please.
The best thing about the story is I go down to the rental house to say, hey, come get your dinghy. And the people that answered door I actually worked with at the time. So that Monday morning, the conversations in the office were pretty funny about this story about them getting towed in and stumbling back to their rental place.
All right. Well, Mark, great story, buddy.
And hilarity ensued. Until Mark showed up.
What's the meaning of all this? Mark, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I hate him forever. By the way, Kelly sent us the website in New Hampshire.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it's legit.
So you pay to get your ass saved.
You pay for insurance or you pay for the actual? Well, all right. Interesting.
Maybe the insurance is worth it.
Man, isn't New Hampshire like live free or die?
Yeah.
None of those apply here.
Well, you're going to die because we ain't saving it.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There is a thin line between self-defense and assault. And I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, just because you feel threatened doesn't mean you can do whatever you want in this situation. And this story may be an example of that. Because there are plenty of people listening who have this stuff to keep themselves safe.
Sure.
But unless you use it according to the letter of the law, you're going to have some splaining to do.
You mean I can't just end an argument with it?
I wouldn't recommend it. You hang it out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. This story comes to us from the capital of summer fun.
Canandaigua, baby.
Nailed it. And it's another one of our famous break room one-line stories. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
A 28-year-old woman has been arrested for harassment after police say she sprayed someone else in the face with pepper spray.
Oh.
Now, that is all we know about the story.
All right.
That's all we got. Why is that funny?
You think so?
So, if you guys saw a story where a 28-year-old woman used pepper spray, your first thought would be...
She was being an assaulter or something.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I would think self-defense.
Defending
right?
herself, yeah. She felt threatened in the moment. She had to do what she had to do. Non-lethal force. But unfortunately for this woman, no matter how this story worked out, if the allegations are true, the way you think the law works is not always how the law works.
Yeah.
So, in New York, you are legally allowed to use pepper spray when you are facing, and I want you to listen carefully...
Listening.
Imminent... physical threat.
But that's kind of vague.
Okay, Kimmy, what does imminent physical threat mean to you?
You think somebody's about to hurt you?
Okay.
But again, that's...
But they haven't hurt you
yet. But you have to get ahead of it.
You do.
Right? But I mean, that's the point of the pepper spray. So was that lunge at me a serious threat? Was that you stumbling and falling in my way? You know what I mean? Like, there could be some wiggle room there, I guess, if you want to argue I wasn't going to do anything.
Tommy, define imminent physical threat.
So, every time I thought I was going to get assaulted, I got assaulted.
Fair enough.
It's it's 100%. But I was right.
Okay, but that's
and
not...
that's like with these women, like I knew something was coming.
Okay.
Or I should have known it was coming. Like I didn't read it. I didn't read it in the moment.
Okay, but
know?
there have to have been other times where you thought something was going to happen and it didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was an imminent physical threat. That
but
did not
I don't
turn
know. But you don't know that. To Kimmy's point, like when you get to that fine close line, and depending, like I'm a small person, right? So I'm going to feel more threatened than a guy like you.
Very little.
So yeah. So my threat radar is way higher than yours.
Okay.
Yeah, like I have to spray it before you do something.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, because I could get really messed up.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, you prove the point here, and I don't know if
I'm a little boy.
Oh, no, you are a little boy.
Oh, Tom's little boy's going to get assaulted because he runs his mouth too much.
No, I figured out what you look like. Every ring bearer. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The phrase imminent physical threat creates a situation. Mm. And I don't want to say problem, because when you say problem, it leads to the idea that we should change it. And I don't know if we should change it, right? Because you don't want people just blasting each other in the face with pepper spray. But imminent physical threat does look different to different people.
Right.
For example, people who carry firearms know for you to legally use that gun to defend yourself, there has to be no other option.
Yeah.
You cannot get away from harm. No chance to run, no chance to leave the situation. And the same argument in court has been applied to punches in self-defense. If I have a guy coming at me, Tommy, and I have the ability to run away from that man to stop what he's going to do, I need to do that. Because if I engage in that fight with the ability to leave, I, despite the fact that I was defending myself, could be facing serious charges if I hurt that person. The same, I would assume, goes for pepper spray. It's a last resort. But there are two problems with that.
Yeah.
First problem, if you are someone who already carries pepper spray,
yes,
you're most likely already a little on the edge, right?
Yeah.
Which could cause you to be more ready to use it.
You're more alert
to
your surroundings.
You have it on you
at all times for a reason.
You are someone who believes you could be in a dangerous situation, whether or not that's
true.
And
maybe you are in places where you feel a little bit more, you know, like aware of your surroundings.
But
you know?
You don't buy pepper spray without the intention of eventually having to use it, is my argument. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah.
Or at least the belief you would have. Which leads us to the second problem. If you have pepper spray, you've probably already fantasized about using it.
Oh, I hope you have. You practice in the mirror and stuff.
And maybe subconsciously be ready to try it out.
You talking to me? I know you're not talking to me.
Bro, do you
practice using that.
No, let him practice
okay.
on a window in a reflection. Also, could you have made that taxi driver scene look more pansy? He's got like the biggest gun you've ever seen, and you've got pepper spray. Hey, talking to me?
You talking to me?
I'll season your eggs. I mean, would you disagree with either of those points? If you carry pepper spray, you're most likely already.
If you carry any weapon around in your car, you're that person.
What's that person?
I think with pepper spray, though, I think I think of it as a lot of women having it, and women who are always kind of like you're taught to be
alert,
and
you're surrounded.
You know that it's always a potential. You know you're a vulnerable person in a lot of situations.
Women and dainty boys.
So I don't see it as having it as like you want to use or you think you're going to use it. It's just like a comfort thing or I don't know,
sense
something you feel like you have to have almost.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to be clear here. I'm not saying don't have it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there aren't situations where you should absolutely use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this story establishes. You need to be aware that I felt like I should use it is not the rock solid alibi in court that you think it might be.
Yeah.
Right? True.
And you know, you bring up a good point, because there is someone close to us who is in this situation. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this story out in Canandaigua. One-line story, 28-year-old woman facing harassment charges after police say she sprayed someone in the face with pepper spray. And we don't know what happened there, right? But the offshoot of the story is there are specific situations where you're going to be legally okay for blasting someone in the face with pepper spray. And it's a last case resort, no other option. Ha!
Yeah.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
There is a woman in this building who carries pepper spray.
Yeah.
And she is very proud of the fact that she carries pepper spray.
She's armed and ready.
She got a tiny weapon collection.
You got it. Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's say she's coming into work.
Mm-hmm.
You come around the corner outside.
Yeah.
And you startle her. She doesn't know you. It's you.
Yeah.
And she blasts
Blam,
you in
bedazzled.
The face.
Bedazzled pepper spray.
She does have bedazzled pepper spray. You get blasted.
Okay.
Are you calling the cops?
No.
Really?
Bro, I've been assaulted by women. Like, literally assaulted by women. I didn't call the cops on them.
And he also kind of feels on edge when he's walking into work, too. So I feel like he kind of understands.
Okay.
And I won't sleep with her. I'm a happily married man. I have slept with women that have assaulted me.
Peppery or not. Okay, first of all.
No, that chick almost ran me over in a car, man.
I understand. I think you think you're tougher than you are when it comes. I've been maced twice. It's brutal.
Bro, I've been
punched. Why have you
punched.
Been maced twice?
I wish I could share that story on the air with you.
All right.
I've been punched by grown-ass men and not in school. Like at work. And
you've been assaulted by multiple, threatened and assaulted by multiple people.
And I had that one chick remember the chick that punched me to the ground at work at the break room?
No, I understand.
And then I had that other chick punch me out at Perkins.
I understand.
I didn't even finish my patty melt.
I understand everything you're saying.
Yes. I'm not calling the cops.
No, bro, I'm telling you right now. You do not know the pain.
I know.
You don't. You do not know the pain you will be in.
Yeah, but I also know the person. I know they didn't mean to do it.
So you don't want anything done?
How could I?
Okay.
Because what am I going to say? Obviously, I know she didn't recognize me, or she recognizes me and heard the show. You couldn't do it either. Come on. That kid.
Why are you pepper spraying me?
Because you startled her.
Okay, but.
And it's dark. Listen, this is a dank area with a lot of, you know, people walking around in the middle of the night.
Again. Now, I'm not, look, I want to be clear because I'm getting a lot of messages like, this woman, CJU, she calls herself, writes me on Instagram. Yeah. I think all women should carry pepper spray. If you feel you need to, I agree with you.
Gals.
Like, do it. I'm not anti-pepper spray here. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Get one of them sexy little garter holsters where you raise up your skirt. But anyway, like they did that.
Anything
the
else you want to throw out there about your fantasies?
All right.
I'm a garter guy. What do you want from me?
252. Of course you are.
And also getting pepper sprayed in the face. For
yes.
Some reason.
But don't forget, this is my mouth. I wouldn't want to be a woman walking around here at 4 o'clock.
You don't want to be a
I know. I agree.
You've come here 20 years. Every morning. Nothing.
Bro,
has happened.
That's not a guarantee that something's not going to happen considering where we were.
I understand. But you also wouldn't feel the need to carry a pepper spray walking out of your house, and your house has been broken into.
My wife won't let me have it. She would probably give me a pepper mill.
252 WCMF.
Okay, like some more. It could be like one of those annoying waiters.
Lay down on the ground. Say when. 252 WCMF. All right, we're throwing stuff around here.
All right.
Let's talk to someone who may know what they're talking
about.
Okay. Is it Deanna or Diana?
Diana.
Diana's on CMF. Hello, Diana.
It's Diana and Kim.
Hey, Diana and Kim, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
We work at New York Police Supply.
No big deal.
And we sell pepper spray every day.
Okay.
More people don't fantasize about using it. They just want to have something in case something comes up.
Okay.
There's lots of freaks and geeks going around out there. They're on the trails. Oh. It doesn't matter where you are, what time it is. Something can happen.
Yes.
And it's better to have and not need than need and not have.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Hey, let me tell you something. Geeks only got to be right once.
Diana, I'm with you. And Kelly was the other one?
Kim.
Kim, I'm sorry.
Kim. Kelly and Kim.
All right. No, I'm with you. Doesn't matter. Okay. None of this matters. I'm with you. Get the pepper spray. I would disagree with you, however, Diana, that if you get something to defend yourself, you haven't thought about how you are going to look using it. Because if that wasn't the case, the woman we are referring to would not have bought pink bedazzled pepper spray.
So some people don't carry it always on their keychain.
Okay.
And it is on the bottom of their purse. So they'll look at it and see, I want something bright that I can see when I grab it, not something that's just black that blends in into the bottom of a hole.
With the bedazzles.
Yeah.
Not, well, you bedazzle it, of course.
And
why
she's got
not?
She's got a matching bedazzled taser. And, yes, a matching bedazzled nightstick. And a matching bedazzled
nightstick.
They target the women as their audience, so why not have it fun colored?
Yeah, make it cute and feminine.
I mean, it's when you're when you're
pepper spraying somebody.
You might do it in color.
All right. So you're look. I agree with you. Get it, have it, but you have to agree, Diana. I think there is a disconnect between when people think they're allowed to use it scot-free and what the actual law says.
I do believe that different people take that in different ways, and there's people that will be more ready to use it when they don't have to. And we do tell them, you are legal to use this as long as you are not using it in a crime or to commit a crime.
But it can become a crime without them being aware of it. Do you understand what I'm saying, ladies?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. But that also falls onto other people. If we all learned to treat each other respectfully and kindly, we wouldn't have these issues.
Pat.
So she's the nice one.
Ladies, great talking to you. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right, there go the ladies over selling pepper spray. Any kind of jewels you want on it. I love how they seem like very nice people, and I agree with them on the whole. I love how it started with, you want something that you can see. The bedazzled? It's got to be cute, too.
I mean, listen, like purse. I've lost things at the bottom of my purse. I get it.
Never make it.
Make that thing stand out.
Always make up. Always.
Never had it.
Okay.
Let's can't lose something you never had, son.
Like talent? That was for you. Let's take a break.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest,
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not your thighs, it's not your hips, not your love handles, not your boobies. When you start to pack the pounds on, the first place you get fat is here. And Tommy, based on nothing, thinks he knows what it is.
And everybody sees it.
You're already wrong.
Has to be.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock. You didn't even
to be right.
You didn't even get out of the tees before you were wrong, which is really impressive. Tommy.
Yeah.
Where is the first place you get fat?
Your big fat face.
No.
I always notice.
Oh, that's what I was going to guess, too.
Because you always see people, they get kind of bloated.
Kind of like in your neck and lower chin area.
No. No, it involves your face, but it's not your face.
Oh.
It involves my face.
According to Dr. William Lees, a physician and food scientist, when weight gain starts, you first gain weight where you can't see it, like inside your body. That's called visceral fat.
Okay.
This is stuff you can't see. Right. It's dangerous. It's why your liver gets fat, pushes on your organs. But when it starts to go outside of your body, the first, or outside of the inside, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When it starts to show.
Push it out.
First place you get fat is the back of your tongue.
What?
The back of your tongue.
The back of your tongue. Fat starts to build up first in the back of your tongue.
How would you even know that?
Here's how.
Does it screw up your talking?
Here's how you know it. And you will feel it when you're not thinking about it or doing anything about it. Sleep apnea is a big problem. Snoring, right?
Yeah.
You know why people stop snoring after they lose weight? It's because the back of their tongue thins out.
Oh. I just said it was all general, like you're just top heavy.
So I did too until I saw this story here. Now, I mean, take it all with a grain of salt. It's one guy talking here, but he claims that you will gain and lose weight in the back of your tongue, not the muscle part, but the back part that you can't control.
Oh.
So when you start to pack the pounds on, it starts to get all pillowy and fluffier, and that's what causes you to snore.
Your fat ass tongue.
Yep, restricts your breathing, all of that stuff.
Hmm. So what do you do for it? Nothing.
Well, I mean,
you can lose the weight. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you can't do spot exercises to lose weight in specific.
But you're not even going to know. Let's say you're not aware you're gaining weight yet. You're not going to know. Oh yeah, my tongue feels weird.
Well, you would. Your partner might start to notice you're snoring.
Oh, okay.
But that's not a guarantee either.
It's not.
I mean, just because you're gaining weight doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna get sleep apnea or you're gonna start to snore.
This is true. Are there fat guys that don't snore? 252 WCMF.
Are there guys that don't snore? I want to meet that dude.
No, there are men that don't snore.
My husband doesn't really snore. He only snores if he spends too much time laying on his back when he's sleeping. But if the second he turns over, he stops snoring.
I mean, I've snored my whole life. I got really excited because I got diagnosed with sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Right? When I was like 300 pounds. And I was like, okay, I lost the weight. And I'm like, I don't need this machine anymore. And no, it turns out I broke my nose so many times, can't breathe through my nose. Oh, but!
All right.
Like, I know I have several friends that lost weight and don't need the machine.
So anymore. I snored and I lost the poundage, but I still snore if I drink too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, that's probably from the alcohol, you know, like loosening up my tongue maybe.
I don't know. Is there an explanation for that?
Yeah, because if I pound booze and I go to bed, I will snore my ass off.
Yeah, that's when my husband snores more.
And it has to be with the alcohol maybe relaxing your muscles in your tongue?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Can you do exercises to increase your tongue strength?
Okay,
I thought your tongue already was like one of the strongest muscles in your body.
The front, it's where it's connected in the back is where the fat builds up, at least according to this here. Now, by the way, when it comes to actual research that was done, about weight loss and sleep apnea.
Yeah.
A study in 2020, they used MRIs to examine how weight loss affected 67 obese patients who dropped 10% of their body weight through diet or surgery.
So they're morbidly obese.
You got well, no, it just said obese. Who said morbidly?
Well, that's, you know.
No, there is obese and then there is morbidly obese.
Oh, I thought once you obese, you morbid.
How old are you that you didn't know that?
Old enough.
No, obese is, you may be obese based on your
simply
body.
Simply overweight, yeah.
No, I think it goes overweight, obese.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, chubby, death.
Their sleep apnea scores improve 31% by dropping 10% of their body weight. And the theory is it's all because of the back of the tongue.
Damn.
You got it. And there are now people looking into new ways to treat sleep apnea by getting rid of the tongue, you know, the fat in the back of the tongue.
Like having your tongue fat sucked out?
So I don't know.
Can it return, though? Is it one of those things where it's always, you're just always going to have, it's always going to build up in that area, even if you keep taking it out?
It's a good question. I don't know.
That sounds painful, and it could go horribly wrong.
Yeah, but counterpoint to that, you've never had to sleep with a CPAP machine? Like, I'm very fortunate. If I just put the nose pillows in, I'm good. There are some guys that have to sleep with, like, full, like, Top Gun masks. Oh.
Damn.
My brother's one of them. And when
he's got it?
Brian?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
He has to keep his tight over his whole face.
Oh.
So, like, for the first 5 hours of the day, you can see the mark in the side
of
his
face. I
gotta
look next time he comes in.
You will see it next time he comes in here. I know there are other guys that deal with that, too, where you have to deal with the mark on the side of your face from where the
strap. So you look like you've been out scuba diving.
Yeah. Well, no, it looks like you had, like, a ball gag in your
mouth.
It's not
an
attractive
look. That's
not good, no. It is not an attractive look.
That'd be a tough one to explain away.
All right, so I mean, if you are someone who's looking for a reason to lose weight,
yeah.
I mean, this could be enough where you have to have potentially the
look
machine or
the
implant for sleep apnea. Have you guys seen the commercial for that?
No. What's that?
So apparently there's something they can put in you.
That like opens up your nostrils or something?
But like you have to put something like a machine, like click it, and then all of a sudden you can go to bed.
Oh.
I just saw a commercial for it.
You
I don't
should
know
go
how
get it.
I don't want that.
Why? Because you have to have that machine on your face.
I don't want to have surgery for my sleep apnea.
Yeah, but
it would be weird. Like the concept of being able to turn something on and off inside your body would be a strange thing.
Yeah, like I've watched my phone and Apple Watch like go haywire. I don't need that inside the body. And also, I think I'm at the point now where I don't know if other guys with the mask feel this way. I don't know if I'll ever be able to sleep again without it. It's become like a safety blanket.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you're used to it.
The noise and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The noise and the air going up. I don't have to breathe for myself. It's pretty.
When I was fat, they told me I needed one. I lasted about two nights with that thing.
Well,
and it was the old school one. You strapped it over your head like you were racing a dragster in the 70s.
It takes a little while to get used to.
Had the big hose coming out of it.
Yeah, I got that.
Bro, I how are people doing this?
It's the least sexy thing on the planet.
Oh, yeah, you ain't getting laid with that.
My wife hates it.
Yeah, of course.
She hates it.
It's another machine.
It's got to be so annoying to
her. And you have to have the machine and the water and all that crap.
Yeah. My distilled water bill's through the roof.
Oh, it's terrible.
99 cents every 3 weeks. We'll wrap it up with this. Bill writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He said, my snoring was described to me as rocks being run through a wood chipper, but I lost 25 pounds and I stopped snoring. Okay.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Lose the weight.
Attaboy, Billy boy.
Try a salad.
Don't be a dick.
What? Cut back. Okay.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.